you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
I forgot to update you as we concluded that break for the fund drive. We're at 184. 184 members to go. We've got to sustain the pace. It's the only possible way that we can fulfill this $25,000 challenge. And those of you that have already taken part in this, I can't thank you enough. Your generosity is just, it means so much to all of us here at KPCC. We appreciate it. Well, artificial intelligence has typically been associated with generating new solutions to old problems. It makes it a perfect tool in education for teachers and professors. Software like Turnitin has been utilized to find plagiarism in typed assignments, making it more efficient to grade. But as a number of publications have recently noted, students have begun using artificial intelligence on their own to write those same papers that they end up turning in. So the question is, what is the room in education, particularly at the high school and college level, for AI to be used? Can it actually be a tool of learning, improving the ability of professors and teachers to teach? And what are the ways, if any, that institutions and educators can discourage the use of it for students that are putting together essays or reports? With us is Santa Clara University Professor of Computer Science and Engineering, Maya Ackerman. She's the CEO and co-founder of Wave AI, a company that develops generative AI in the world of music. Professor Ackerman, very good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's a pleasure.
So let's start with how widespread your sense is that AI is being used in the student construction of essays and papers. Is this something that's becoming a widespread phenomenon?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that young people are the first to pick up on new technology and get comfortable with it because they're still very flexible in their thinking and very open-minded as to how to get things done. And so it only stands to reason that they would be the first to adapt, almost to adopt any new technology.
And so are there legitimate ways to use artificial intelligence in the crafting of a paper, for example? Are there ways that you can give it particular inputs and it generates something that actually opens up your eyes or could potentially tread ground you wouldn't have thought of to pursue in the paper, but you're still doing something that is original thought and original writing?
Yes, this is such a good question. I've been working in generative AI for about 10 years as a researcher. And well before OpenAI and well before any of this became mainstream, it was already obvious as a researcher that engaging with an AI system on creative tasks is absolutely fascinating. The experience of writing with AI, writing music, writing essays, writing a poem is really very, very interesting because there is a way to do this in a way that you maintain all the creative control, but you essentially have a collaborator that you don't have to take their feelings into account. You don't have to go with anything that they suggest, but they're actually incredibly helpful. And it's really interesting to see, things like GPT-3 bring this to market at such scale. And of course, we do this for Lyrics with Lyric Studio. So I think the process is fascinating. I think it makes people actually better writers in some way. And it can be very valuable in education. Now, I say all of this with full respect to the fact that this is really changing how we need to teach students.
Yeah.
And really changing what it means to learn. So I say this with a lot of respect for teachers and the fact that adapting to this technology is going to be a very significant effort.
Well, and if you can't determine whether a student is cheated because the AI is so effective, it can even match the level of a student, which is fascinating because I was reading about some experiments where it actually sort of the writer of the piece put in like high school level prompt to the AI, and it wrote the essay at a high school level, just as you would think would be authentic to what that student would actually turn in. If with that technological ability of AI to generate that, how would teachers or schools ever be able to detect this?
I think we need to change how we view school and how we view education in general. Again, I do not want to trivialize this as a simple thing to do, but ultimately our students live in this world already, and this technology is going to become ubiquitous. Venture capitalists are putting in enormous amounts of money to support these companies, and people like working with this technology. So ultimately, this is the future. It's completely unambiguous. So if some teaching methodologies don't fit the world that our students are going to be living in, then it is the teaching methodologies that ultimately need to evolve. Now, I don't mean that there isn't value in having students write things from scratch.
Yeah.
We've had calculators for a very long time, and yet we still teach students how to do math by hand.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is this comparable to the calculator? Yeah.
Exactly. But sort of what makes this possible is that just like with math, we have students do exams in class, we can also have students write essays in class and recognize the fact that there are these amazing tools that are helping them. There's one more point that actually came to me today, and that in some ways, this technology is a great equalizer. I'm a three-time immigrant, and so my parents could not help me write essays. And yet, of course, my own son, I can provide him with help. But things like GPT-3 and Lyric Studio and all this amazing technology can help anybody, when made affordable. So in some sense, it's actually more fair. That's sort of an interesting little side effect.
Well, if the learning is actually occurring equitably, not just the ability to compose the essay either with AI or doing it human only, right? Because you want to make sure that the educational experience is comparable. And is it, if you've got AI that's generating the paper, does the student have the same grasp of what she or he's turning in?
I think it's important to recognize that the systems, the way they are today, and I believe they're going to be for a long time, that they don't do it for you. They do it with you. And again, I'm not saying that there isn't value in writing completely by yourself, but the experience of creating an essay with an AI or creating a song with an AI is very meaningful. The student is learning how to create for the world that they're going to be living in. They're not pressing one button and getting an entire essay.
We're talking with professor at Santa Clara University, Maya Ackerman, professor of computer science and engineering. We're talking about the ability of artificial intelligence through a number of different platforms that are out there to be able to compose writing for a student or for anybody when limited inputs are put in, and then AI is able to come out with an essay or a paper. The question is how that changes education. My question for you is if you've ever used it in an educational setting, please give us a call. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or you can email us with questions or input at atcomments@kpecc.org. Please include your location and your first name just to update you on where we are with this huge financial challenge expiring in 23 minutes. We have 153 members to go. It's a torrid pace of people making contributions, but we need your help right now to assure that we make it. We've got to keep this pace up at kpcc.org. Thank you so much. Professor, can you explain a little bit about the kind of prompt that a student would use or a professor might use, for example, to put together a lecture that then the AI would build from that? How does this work?
Well, AI can be helpful in a really wide range of ways, but
At the moment, you can't put in a short prompt and get a whole essay, or put in a short prompt and get a whole lecture out, at least not from anything that I've seen. It remains on what's called sort of the co-creativity domain, where you really need to engage with it meaningfully if you want to create something long form that actually makes sense. It's good at creating little short bits of text, and it can be, it has a massive knowledge base, so it can tie in a lot of interesting information that maybe the user is unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
Where then too, you got to be a little bit careful because you can't fully trust what it says, because it's trained on, I mean, something like GPT-3 is trained on 10% of the internet, and obviously it's not all full of accurate information. So create, I mean, if you've ever made something with an AI system, then you would know that it's working with it is a skill by itself. We see all these beautiful pictures made with DALL-E, for example, or Midjourney. It's incredible art. But when you go in and you actually try to make it, it takes a long time to create a really quality piece of art. When people write lyrics with Lyric Studio, it's really an art to write a hit with it, to write something really amazing, even though the onboarding is so much easier. It's a lot easier than not using the AI. Actually creating something great takes a significant amount of effort. So when we think about AI, its role in education, there's a lot of room in actually teaching kids how to use this technology that's going to be ubiquitous when they grow up.
And that has a learning aspect to it. We're talking with Santa Clara University Professor Maya Ackerman. She'll continue with us when we come back on Air Talk. Thank you so much. We are at 117 members to go by noon today. Thank you for being part of this beautiful and generous flow of listener support for what we've been doing on Air Talk for 37 and a half years. It's the longest running listener call-in program in the history of Los Angeles radio, and I've been honored to be the host all this time because of listener support from people like you. So thank you very, very much for that. We're talking about artificial intelligence, the ways that it can be used to enhance the educational experience, but also the ways that students can potentially use it to generate their work using AI instead of conceptualizing it and writing it themselves. Let's bring into the conversation Jazz in Redlands. Jazz, good to have you with us. I understand you've used these sorts of AI symptoms in class. What have you used it for?
So in one of my computer science classes that I had, we had a assignment that was just to take some element of machine learning or artificial intelligence that we were excited about and use it for an example. So I've been playing around with, your guest might know this one, GPT-3 using Python just to do some basic like text generation modeling things. And I decided to go use for this assignment a language model. It was online. It might have been Novel AI. That's one I have most experience with, to write a paper for the class and explain how this language model could write a paper using just like the knowledge.
Yeah.
The language models that I have.
Yeah, sounds like a good class project. And did you learn a lot about it doing it?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things with the AI. As I think your guest, his name, I cannot remember. I'm sorry right now.
That's Professor Maya Ackerman.
Speaking of Professor Maya Ackerman, speaking about, like, there's only so much it can do with a given prompt. So what I found was to write any type of paper that had some semblance of like continuity and structure to it. It required, and this is common in the world of AI, it required a lot of supervision. So I'd have to continually go and say, oh, that's incorrect, or give it better, more specific prompts for different paragraphs. But the end result was a paper that was probably about like 70 to 80% written by AI that, in my opinion, would have got a passing grade in English test. It was on the subject of fast fashion, and I chose that because I've written several papers about that before.
Jazz, I really appreciate your call. Thank you for sharing your experience. Bobby in Pasadena emailed, I think the bigger question is, why are we still asking students to write essays? My 15-year post-college through multiple levels of corporate management and non-management positions, rarely have I ever had to write anything more than a few paragraphs in an email. Essays, unless relevant to one's major or professional career, which generally seem to be limited to academic professions, are generally pointless. Nicole emailed us, how do we measure student effort with the implementation of AI as a product driven society? We may need to shift education focus to process and not product. Interesting thoughts. Professor Ackerman of Santa Clara University, your thoughts, first of all, about Jazz talking about his use of AI in that computer class.
Yeah, I think what Jazz described is a very, very common experience, and it's really so key for reducing fear around it. It doesn't do it for you. You have to work with it. And looks like he chose to make it do as much as possible. But very often when you use a system, and if your goal is to create the best essay or the best song, you will actually only use it to the extent that it's helpful. So it's really a collaboration. It doesn't come to replace you. It doesn't come to trivialize what you're doing. It's there to help you. And you can really only properly understand it when you try one of those systems, because there is so much fear around this topic. Enjoyed some of the comments about from some of the other.
Yeah. Do we still need essays unless it's related to someone's, you know, field?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm hesitant about just throwing away the old and replacing it with the new. You know, I have a musical AI startup and I still sing opera and play the acoustic piano. I think writing essays has value, but it's a balance, right? We should be writing essays, and maybe sometimes we want the essay to be unassisted by AI. So have the students write it in class, where you know they don't have access to AI. But also don't forget about the new. I would think that some essay assignments should be explicitly done with AI on purpose, because that's what the kids are going to be using when they grow up. So it's really not an either or. It should be an and, and we should be really thoughtful about how we design curriculum.
And people learn different ways. I have to say for myself, when I deal with difficult concepts, if I'm preparing for a particularly difficult segment, I don't know much about it, and I'm trying to process a large amount of new information for me, I need to write it, because that's how my brain works it out to understand it enough to be able to talk about it. That writing step is sort of how I work through it. But I realize not everybody necessarily does that. And this gets to the issue of customizing education, because there are going to be certain students for whom the writing process is extremely important. Maybe for others, that's not so essential in how they organize information and logically process things.
I think we're also products of our times, right?
True.
I was, you know, when I went through school, everybody told us to keep writing all the time. And related to what you're saying, I realized that I actually learn a lot better if I just sit there and listen and don't take any notes at the same time. And the students that we're teaching today learn best in a way that's aligned with the world that they live in. For them, using technology, you know, the internet is old news now. For a while, education was struggling to adapt to the internet, struggling to adapt to Wikipedia. So we really need to be looking at our kids, listening to them, talking to them, because they can be our best teachers for what they need right now.
Professor, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your talking with us about the potential as well as some of the challenges posed by the use of AI by students, and also some of the promise it might hold for even improving the presentation of material for students in higher education as well as K through 12. We appreciate it. Professor Maya Ackerman, Santa Clara University, Professor of Computer Science and Engineering, joining us on Air Talk here on KPCC.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.